So I want to start first by just kind of talking about the Berkey.
Yeah.
If that works. So you finished 10th. You were just behind Sam Woods and what looks like maybe it was kind of a chase pack following that 8-person lead group.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about your strategy and how things kind of shook out for you that day?
For sure. That was the second time I've done the Berkey. I did it 2 years ago, and I ended up third that year. So 2 years ago, there was a lot of really competitive guys in the race, and we stayed together for almost the entire race. So I was kind of anticipating that happening. And but Nicholas Deerhaag, pretty much a 3K attacked pretty hard and thinned the group. And unfortunately, I didn't have the fastest skis, so I was kind of dropped pretty early on. And then along with Akio, we kind of chased for at least 11K or something. We didn't catch them until double O, so that took a lot out of me. And then, yeah, a couple more times got dropped when they would surge, and so I never really felt like I had a chance at winning with how my skis were running and how much energy I knew I was wasting. But yeah, I just hung on as long as I could, and with about 6K to go, my legs were pretty much done, and I kind of had to back off. So I was with the lead group until about 6K to go, and then I kind of just skied it in, and yeah, ended up 10th or whatever. But I was just enjoying the last couple K and enjoying going across the lake and going down Main Street more or less by myself, and just yeah, appreciating the end of my career. It was I guess in some ways nice that I wasn't racing for the win, although I would have liked to, but I got a little time to just enjoy the end of the race.
And I wanted to ask about that as far as you announced the week before the race that was going to be the last race you'd do as a professional skier.
Yeah.
And I mean, you couldn't have really asked for more perfect conditions or a more beautiful day to ski your last race.
For sure.
Can you talk a little bit about that as far as, like, what was that like as far as skiing across the lake and up Main Street and into town? Like, what were some of the things you were kind of thinking about?
Yeah, it was super nice. As I said, that was only my second time ever doing the Berkey. I've been racing in Europe a lot during when the Berkey goes on, and before that I was in college preparing for NCAAs. So, yeah, the Berkey is obviously the biggest ski race in North America, so it's a really, really huge deal, and it's a really big part of the Midwest ski culture especially. I have more people ask me about how I've done in the Berkey than any of my World Cup results, which I think is a little funny, but that's kind of how the culture is. So, yeah, it was, I kind of knew going into, the Berkey and a few weeks before that my time as a skier was coming to a close. And, yeah, the Berkey is always just such a great atmosphere that I knew that would be a fun one to end on, even if, I didn't end up fighting for the win, just cause it's such a cool atmosphere down Main Street, whether you're first or 5,000th. And yeah, the skiing was perfect and the conditions were great, and it was fun to be in a group with such elite skiers. So yeah, at the end when I was out of it and I was just enjoying myself, it was super fun to just look around and just appreciate how big of a deal skiing is in the Midwest and in this country. It's pretty cool.
And kind of looking at your season as a whole, I think you're currently ranked second in the distance standings for the Super Tour. And you had a 15K skate and a win and a 30K classic second at U.S. Nationals. And then last year, you were 26th in Konya. You had a 31st at World Championships. Can you talk a little bit about why now and what some of the things are that you've been weighing in trying to make this decision?
Yeah, for sure. I guess I've just been a little more restless the last couple years with skiing, and I enjoy the training, and I enjoy, I've enjoyed the travel a little less, but, yeah, I love to train, I love to race, but the time in between used to not bother me at all, and now I'm kind of feeling restless, and like, I want to do something different, and kind of engage my brain in a different way, and help other people. Skiing is, at the very core, it sometimes feels kind of selfish, so I'm looking forward to, yeah, trying to make a difference in other people's lives and do something different. And yeah, last year I won the Super Tour, so I had period one starts this year, which was kind of one of my bigger driving forces behind this year. So I was trying to do well there. Obviously period one is super competitive, and yeah, the races went okay. I was pretty slow at the beginning, and at the end, Davos, I felt like I had a really good race. But yeah, it's a pretty good description of how men's racing goes. I think I was like 38th or something, even though my time back and all that would have been, yeah, top 20 in the women's race. So maybe not as exciting as it could have been. But yeah, and then I wanted to have a good nationals, and I put everything basically that I had left into nationals, and it was super exciting to be first and second for the second year in a row at nationals in the distance races. And I won my first national championship in Houghton, so it was fun to come back and do it again. And yeah, it just seemed like a kind of fitting place to be my last nationals. And then the Berkey kind of ultimately became a pretty fitting place to be my last race. So yeah, everything kind of just has fallen into place nicely.
And reflecting back on your career, what are some of the things that stand out to you as far as, like, doesn't need to be results necessarily or performances, just sort of what are some of the things that will stick?
Yeah, well, I guess the first one kind of is a result, but winning in Houghton my senior year in college, I think I won that race by 50 seconds. And before that, I hadn't been in the top 20 at nationals, so that was a kind of a pretty big breakthrough for me. It kind of justified that all of the training and I had been doing was worthwhile, and that also kind of was ultimately led me to pursuing skiing professionally post college. So that was a pretty exciting moment. And then just racing in Europe at the World Champs and World Cups, and it's a pretty unique experience to be traveling with a small kind of family group throughout Europe, and when you're just in hotels all the time and you get pretty close to people. So I've definitely met a lot of really good friends through skiing and various World Cups and World Champs, and yeah, I mean, that's the sort of stuff that I hope that I'll take with me past skiing. But yeah, I mean, it's fun to win nationals. I never thought I'd be able to win four times, but the traveling and the memories with the people that I've raced with and against are definitely the ones that will stick with me a lot more than any results.
And what are your plans for the future? You're moving to Boulder, and what else?
Yeah, to be determined. I studied criminal justice in college, so I'm looking at some law jobs. I've interviewed the other day with the Colorado 20th District Court, which is in Boulder, to possibly be a judicial assistant and to kind of assist a judge with case flow and stuff, with the intention that I'd probably eventually go to law school. But yeah, there's also a lot of great sports industry companies in Boulder. There's Training Peaks and Scratch Labs, and and then I'm also networking with some people with the Denver Nuggets, because I'm a pretty massive basketball fan. So yeah, I'm kind of keeping my options open, but hopefully moving out there, I'll be able to start narrowing my focus a little bit and figure something out. But yeah, I don't have a definitive answer for you at the moment, but I'm excited for whatever lies ahead.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on kind of just the development pathway pipeline, and what making World Cup starts kind of fluid for domestic skiers.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that as far as how could those be more fluid, or are they fluid? And also maybe kind of if you have any thoughts on the age-weighted criteria that's being implemented.
Yeah, yeah. I guess this is where it gets controversial. Sure. At the beginning, when I first began my career, honestly, I thought the pipeline and the getting over to Europe was pretty bad and pretty hard, and we left a lot of starts open. And so we've done a lot better recently now with the working group and voting people over. And basically, I mean, to my knowledge, every World Cup start spots are offered to every spot that we have. And then, you know, if people turn them down, if it's like not the right timing, I mean, I've turned it down. It's still not perfect because you don't find out until right before. And then, I mean, it's a great expense to just buy a plane ticket to Europe a week before and not know when you're coming back. And that's kind of a hard problem to figure out. I mean, I don't think the coaches are trying to put us at a disadvantage, but just by the fact that we're so far away from Europe here, that's kind of a built-in disadvantage. So I think it's getting a lot better though, and certainly letting people start races is getting a lot better. The age group criteria, that's a whole nother thing. As I spoke with a little bit about earlier, like the men's and women's fields, in my opinion, are quite different. The men's field is extremely deep. If you look at percentage back or fist points dealt out or whatever you want to look at, time back. So yeah, I think we should definitely have more men on the team than we do. The criteria, I think, is incredibly harsh. And I mean, right now, David Norris won't make the ski team next year, and he scored like 20 or 30 World Cup points. I'm not sure what it is at the moment, but, so yeah, that needs to be improved. I don't necessarily know what the easiest way for that to be is, but things are definitely moving in the right direction. And I mean, we have such good skiers now across the board. We're not just top heavy. We have, I mean, Logan, Kevin, and David have all been killing it over in Europe. Simi obviously has always been steady. And then, we have all these young guys and girls, and I think next week in Germany we're going to have probably some more historic results. So it's pretty cool to see that, the girls' team will continue to be strong, and the guys' team, we have, like, some guys that I think will ultimately be in the mix for wins over in Europe, which is really cool because it takes a lot of work to get there.
And do you have anything that you would want to pass on to somebody that's sort of beginning this process, like maybe a college skier that's interested in a professional career or just a developing athlete, in terms of what you learned from the experience and how you navigated things?
Yeah, I think it's just really important to remember to, like, make decisions for yourself. I've been fairly good at that. I'm sure I am close to holding the record for turning down the most World Cups, but I think at least when I first was making decisions, I was making decisions based on what I thought the coaches would think of me if I didn't do a race or did do a race. But ultimately, like, you're the one who's going to be paying for it. You're the one who's season is affected by how you, which races you do. And so I think it's important that athletes remember to think for themselves and make the decision that's best for them. And I mean, I had a great coach at Stratton in Pat, who was also allowing me to think for myself and helping make sure that the decision that I made was right for me. So most coaches are good at that, but I think it's the pressure that you think you need to do everything just because everyone else is doing everything. And I think that thinking for yourself and making decisions that are best for yourself as an athlete is, I mean, it seems like it's obvious, but I see a lot of people do it not thinking for themselves. So I think that would be my big piece of advice. That's maybe simple at the core of it.